家人们好，非常感恩从各地来的家人在我们当中。
We're very happy and very thankful to our Lord to have family members joining with us this evening. So, a good evening and a hello to everyone.
昨天我们感受到神非常强烈的同在，是因为什么呢？是因为有每一位在我们线上的家人，你加进来，神的同在就增加，我们非常的感恩。
And so last night, we truly felt the powerful presence of our Lord, and we were only able to do that because each and every one of you family members are contributing as you join in. So again, we are very thankful that you are able to join with us.
我们盼望在灵里面可以彼此更大程度的彼此认识。我们可以在你的 chat 那边先是写上你是从哪一个国家来的，你的名字叫什么，我们就可以彼此在灵里面来打招呼哈。我们可以用那个甚至是这个表情符号在分享的过程当中，我们可以来说阿门，很好，好，我们都可以在更多的一起的互动。
So, in order for us to get to know each other better and in the spirit, feel free to type in your name and where you come from in the chat box here on Zoom so we can get to know you better. In that typing, feel free to use emoticons and wave hello as you see fit. And we are all very happy that you are here.
谢谢 Jack，谢谢你的翻译。我们真的是很感恩，昨天我们的年轻人在我们当中有了第一场的分享，那个主题就是要破茧而出，从毛毛虫要变成一只美丽的蝴蝶。
We're very thankful for our young people who had shared yesterday. And last night, their main theme was turning from a caterpillar into a butterfly. So in order to do that, needed to break out of the cocoon.
每一位的分享其实都非常有深度，就好像在普尔节其中，犹太人他们要做一件事，就是大家在一起来爱宴，来一起吃喝。
And so during the season of Purim, the Jews tend to gather together and enjoy a feast. And so the sharing last night was like that feast, and it was full of richness and depth.
大家都端上很好吃的菜。但是呢，有些可能还是西餐，呵呵，然后呢，我们大家正在欣赏的时候呢，哇，怎么3个小时就过去了？好像还意犹未尽。
And so some of the dishes that were served for the feast may feel like it's a formal multi-course dinner. And so as we were still enjoying, time kind of flied by and flew by, and 3 hours had already passed.
那有些可能只，但是还感谢时，我们还可以打包回去。我们的 YouTube 的 link 会分享给大家，大家可以回去再回看。
But of course, our YouTube link is still available, so feel free to review and continue to enjoy the great feast that's still there available as a resource to you.
然后我们今天也特别跟大家说一下，如果我们是海外的，我们邀请大家就用这个 YouTube 来上线，我们把 Zoom 的号码来更多的让给我们在国内的家人。
And so, again, a reminder for this evening as well. If you are living in an overseas area and have access to YouTube, please go ahead and join in and watch over YouTube. And in so much as possible, we want to leave the room that's available in these Zoom IDs to those family members who are coming from mainland China and have no access to YouTube.
我们在这个不能震动的家里面呢，除了我们昨天所看到的非常可爱的年轻人，我们也要呈现我们的妈妈们，所以我们上一代，所以我们今天呢会有非常宝贵的分享在这之前呢，我们请 Elvin 来带我们敬拜。
And so last night, we were able to see a very beautiful presentation from our youngest generation in this unshakable family. But also in this family, we have our spiritual mothers and fathers. So this evening, we will invite some of our spiritual mothers to share. Before we get into that, we will invite Brother Alvin to lead us in a time of songs and worship.
他们是我们五祖先锋教会的敬拜主领，我们都非常的爱他我自己就很喜欢他的 耶稣，我挚爱这首歌，所以我们在他敬拜的时候，我们也为他来加油，我们一起不只是听他敬拜，我们是一起投入敬拜。好，我们把时间交给 Alvin。
And so as Alvin is worshiping, not only are we listening to his songs, we are also singing along and cheering along and worshiping along with him in the spirit. So let's turn our time over to him.
Amen. Yes, Lord. What a beautiful day, what a joyful hour that we can gather together as one family before the Father. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, oh. It's your strong love.Your strong love, your strong love, 你坚强的爱。Your strong love, your strong love, your strong love, 你坚强的爱。Oh, 穿过高山。Your strong love, We delight in your love.
在这里，你正在运行，我敬拜你，我们敬拜你。在这里，哦，你正在动工。
Come on, let's sing it out.
我敬拜你，耶稣，我敬拜你。
Let's sing it in English.
You are here,
yes, Lord,
moving in this midplace. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are here, working in this place. We worship you.We worship you,
开路者，
开路者，神迹创造者，赤手蒙眼，黑暗中的光，我神，你从未改变。
当神在震动天地的时候，这是我们的宣告。
开路者，神迹创造者，赤手蒙眼，黑暗中的光，我神。你从未改变，哦，开路者，神迹创造者，赤手蒙眼，黑暗中的光，我神，你从未改变，哦 ，You never change it， 开路者，神迹创造者，赤手蒙眼，黑暗中的光，我神，你从未改变。You are here, moving in our midst. We worship you, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We worship you. May I believe, 你正在动工。我敬拜你，我敬拜你，耶稣，耶稣，在这里。在运行，我敬拜你，我们相信，我们相信，我敬拜你。
Come on, sing it out.
在这里，你正在动工。我敬拜你，我敬拜你。在这里，在这里。Yes, yes, what's he finding? Oh 我敬拜你 oh, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 天使在我们的当中带着我们的前行 Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 Need someone guidance. 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 其实我未看见你在动工，其实我没感觉你在动工，你不停止，你不停止运行，你不停止，你不停止运行。其实我未看见你在动工，其实我没感觉你在动工，你不停止，你不停止运行，你不停止，你不停止运行。其实我未看见你在动工。 我没感觉你在动工，其实我没感觉你在动工，你不停止，你不停止运行，你不停止，你不停止运行。其实我未看见你在动工，其实我未看见你在动工，你不停止，你不停止运行，你不停止，你不停止运行，你不停止，你不停止。 在这里，你正在运行。我敬拜你 ，Let's worship Him。我敬拜你。在这里，你正在动工。我敬拜你。我敬拜你。在这里，在这里。 你正在运行，我敬拜你，我们敬拜你，我们敬拜你，我们敬拜你，我们敬拜你，我们敬拜你。 I see.
Yes, yes. Oh, 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 needed eyes to the dim and dark. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you.
爱你，耶稣我爱你，我爱你，我爱你， 'cause it's more than anything, more than anything, 耶稣我爱你，我爱你，我爱你，耶稣我爱你，我爱你，我爱你，耶稣我爱你，我爱你，我爱你， It's more than anything, oh,耶稣我爱你，我爱你，我爱你，耶稣我爱你，我爱你，我爱你，耶稣，我爱你，我爱你，我爱你，把我全所有，耶稣，我们爱你，耶稣，我爱你，我爱你，我爱你，耶稣，我爱你。我爱你，我爱你，耶稣，我爱你，我爱你 ，more than anything， 哦，耶稣，我们爱你，耶稣，我们爱你。 稣耶稣我们预备预备你的居所预备预备你的道路耶稣耶稣我们正在预备你的居所耶稣耶稣预备你的安歇处 Won't you come 我求你来求你来星期主求你来求你来居住在我们当中、yeah、我再次为你预备歌篮居住我早已渴望你来居住我再次为你预备可歇息处祝我再次单单等候你祝我再次单单等候你
Thank you, Brother Elvin.
那虽然是一个人在弹琴，就是感觉到整个家同在的那一个啊，深深的神的喜悦。
Even though he was playing the guitar and singing along, we can feel that the whole family is together with him and in God's presence and receiving God's favor.
我们今天讲到这个普尔节、那其中有一卷书就是以色列人会一起就在现在这个当儿他们都会读的就是以斯帖记
And so when we talk about the season of the Purim during these festivities the Israelites will read the book of Esther
以斯帖记是整本圣经当中唯一的一卷书卷、没有出现神的名字的
Esther is the only book in the entire Bible in which the name of God is not specifically identified.
它是隐藏的，但是它的作为却处处彰显在他所拣选的人身上。
So even though God's name is hidden and not specifically named in that book, his works and his power and his might is implied throughout the book and is revealed as revealed through the works that he has done through his people, through his chosen ones.
所以我今天特别、要再次的来谢谢从、台湾、从香港、从中国大陆、从澳门、从各地、从马来西亚、新加坡、从澳大利亚、从各地、来的家人、 很多家人可能现在也是好像隐藏着，好像我们看不到你，但是其实在神的里面他的作为正彰显在我们当中。
And so today I want to also thank all of the family members who are joining with us from both Taiwan and Hong Kong and mainland China, Macau, Singapore, Malaysia, Australia, all over the world. Even though we may not be able to see you physically, we know that in the Lord you are hidden there, and in the same way you are joining with us to receive his favor.
今早上为今天的聚会感恩祷告的时候，主就让我想到约书亚他是等到摩西死了他才上位。
And so this earlier today, as I was praying and preparing for this evening's gathering, I thought about the character of Joshua. Joshua only came into his full maturity in the leadership role after Moses had passed away.
但是我们都知道最美好的组合是两代同行，就像以斯帖跟莫迪凯一样，他们一起同行，就像马拉基书四章五到六节就可以除掉那地的咒诅。
We know the best combination is the two generations walking together, just like Mordecai and Esther have walked together and worked together, and that brings about what's mentioned in the book of Malachi, that the curse on this land can be then removed.
我们看到昨天我们的年轻人在我们的当中那么有安全感他们能够说出来我们以华人为荣，我们以做华人的后代为荣，这是非常非常宝贵的身份的一个切换。
And so yesterday we see how because our youth, our younger generation felt a great sense of safety and security in this family. So they were able to say that they are proud of being Chinese, being ethnically Chinese in the global sense. And they are proud to be descendants of Chinese.
但是这样的一个宣告的后面是因为有一大群的为父为母的长年以来为下一代的祷告，甚至我们在每一场聚会前还有家人们花时间来为孩子们来祷告，为下一代也为聚会来祈祷。
But that sense of safety and that declaration only comes about because there is an earlier generation of spiritual parents praying and laboring for all of our children and throughout every day and as well before our specific gatherings.
我们的父老们为了这样的一个时刻付了很大的代价，我真的尊荣你们。
And so our spiritual elders have paid a great price for this moment, and so therefore we honor them.
去年特别有三位母亲在去年年底的时候，他们都是在我们当中非常的担当在传讲信息在带领的这个位置，他们突然同时生病。
And so towards the end of last year, three spiritual mothers among us, all three of them were in roles of responsibility and leadership and teaching. But all three of them towards the end of last year had gotten sick at about the same time.
我们就看到神好像我们没有办法借着一个教会，甚至是一个地区，甚至是一个国家的祷告来翻转他们的他们的身体的状况，或者他们在灵里所受的压制。
And so their physical conditions, or perhaps more accurately, the spiritual bondage or an attack they were under, was not going to be turned over by the prayers of just one local church, or just one local area, or even just one country.
我们就在那样的一个时刻，有机会一起的为三位母亲来祷告，我们的原来叫做五合一的这个家，还不只是五合一，现在我们称为是华夏一家，也就是全地华人的家庭，我们就一起站立起来为这三位母亲来祷告。
And so that moment gave rise to an opportunity for the global Chinese family, which we have previously said was just five siblings in one, but now it is really multiple siblings from all over the globe. This gave us the moment to stand together and pray.
常常是危机却成了转机，我们真的忽然之间这个家就更深的经历 爱和合一。
So this crisis moment had turned into a moment of opportunity for us to grow in love and oneness as a family.
今天我非常兴奋的，也是我们当中的一个啊，普尔节是真实的一个反败为胜、转忧为喜的一个好消息，就是这三位母亲都不同程度的啊，都得到了很大的翻转。
And so today, as we celebrate the season of Purim, indeed, this is the opportunity where we see defeat turned into victory because our three spiritual mothers, to various degrees, have had their conditions turned over.
其中有中国的这个妈呢，因为她有特殊特别的原因，她没有办法跟我们在一起，但是呢，她一定要让我转告家人们，她基本上是完全的好了，并且她真的非常的谢谢大家为她的祷告，也继续的继续的为他来感恩。
And one of these mothers, because of her circumstances, it wasn't convenient for her to get online and join us tonight. But she did want me to forward a news of good report for her. She is completely healed, basically, and she was very thankful for all of our prayers and intercession and standing together with her as one.
那另外的两位母亲。是非常的让我也非常的感动的是他们今天要分享其实是今天才最后做的决定。
And so the other two mothers, what really touched me is that they only made their final decision tonight, today, to share this evening at this gathering.
我们的江妈在跟这个 COVID 的这个征战的过程当中她的肺其实是需要大家持续的祷告。但是呢，他虽然就是说他讲话的时候还会咳嗽，但是他昨天跟我今天早上四点，我收到他的信息说，我可以来跟大家分享。
And so Mama Jiang in the process of battling against COVID, she's now at the point where sometimes when she speaks, because of you know the damage to her lungs, she'll have to, you know some coughing. But nevertheless, this morning at around 4 a.m. my time, she did message me and say she has decided that she will be able to share with us this evening.
我的好朋友尼寇牧师，尼寇妈妈，她也是昨天就突然去到这个 emergency。ER, 然后呢结果昨天他又回来了他说我可以来分享。
And again, my dear friend, pastor and mama Nicole, yesterday she had to go to the emergency room quite suddenly, but then she was able to come back yesterday. And she also made a decision kind of last minute to inform me that yes, she would be willing to share tonight.
其实我真的非常的感动的不是他们已经成就的这个见证而是他们正在制作的见证就是一个信息就是一个生命的信息。
And so, what I'm very moved by is not what they had experienced, or their testimony from previously, but rather testimony that is ongoing right now, in progress, which is that they are conveying a message of life.
我想读一下哥林多后书四章六节。六节到第九节，这是他们生命的写照。
I wanted to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
那吩咐光从黑暗里出来的神，已经照在我们心里，让我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Chapter 4, starting at verse 6. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ.
神的光在他们的心中，却是照在耶稣的脸上，是。
And so that light shining in their hearts, reflected or is displayed in the face of Christ, of our Lord Jesus.
正像他们心中所愿的，就是这样的一个愿意将荣耀、将颂赞，在他们最大的程度来归给他们所爱的主。
And so the longing in their hearts was that may all glory and praise and worship be maximally given unto God.
因为也是跟他们是非常好的朋友，我常常在陪伴他们的过程当中， 常常的为他们的生命感恩。我把时间先交给江妈妈。
So because they are dear friends of mine, oftentimes when I am with them, I give thanks in prayer for their lives. And so, first of all, I want to turn the time over now to Mama Grace Jiang. I know that she is sharing with and through her life.
虽然我真的不知道妈咪要分享什么，但是我的心就是我要跟家人们一起全然的领受。
Even though I don't know what she'll be sharing, nevertheless, my heart is completely open, and along with the rest of the family, I'm ready to receive.
全球的家人们，谢谢大家长期来的为我的祷告。
And so, global family, I really want to thank you for your long-term prayers on my behalf.
从去年12月22号住进医院，那个时候我已经是不省人事这样哈。那住进医院，他们就是给我打每天要5000 liters 的那个氧。
And so I was hospitalized on December 22nd of last year. And as I was being hospitalized, I basically had lost consciousness already. So once I was in the hospital every day, I needed an injection of about 5,000 liters of oxygen.
那然后这个我2个礼拜以后出院。
And then 2 weeks after, I was released from the hospital.
那个我们有一位医生弟兄告诉我说，你的情况哈，一般像这种情况要住院1个月到3个月才有办法出院。
And so one brother in our church, he is a medical doctor, and he said, normally someone in your situation, in your condition, would have been hospitalized for a month or up to 3 months before being healthy enough to be released.
所以能够2个礼拜出院真的是神奇，是因为大家的祷告。
And so indeed, being able to be released from the hospital in 2 weeks, it was indeed a miracle, and it was due to all the intercession and prayers that you all carried out on my behalf.
当我出院的时候，我像猪小妹一样，这两边是肿的，那两腿是肿的，这个是医生没办法医的。
And so when I was released from the hospital, I was kind of like Peppa Pig, where my face, the sides of my face were puffy and my legs were puffy. And the doctor said that's nothing that they can do about.
但是我回家以后，隔天，我的这个像猪小妹的脸的肿就整个消了。
But just in one day's time, the next day over, I noticed that the puffiness on my face had gone away.
然后我的脚的水肿就在1月26号，我生日那天早上醒来就整个消了。
And then the puffiness in my legs and in my feet had gone away by January 26th when I woke up, and that was my birthday.
但我回家以后，我还是需要吸氧。
And after I was released from the hospital and went home, I continued to need oxygen.
就是1月28号，我们有一个代祷者，就是他就在祷告的时候看到一个异象，就是耶稣在我的窗户的外面看着我，然后后来就带我到溪水边。
And so on January 28th, one of the prayer warriors, intercessors, had saw a vision while he was praying on my behalf, which was that Jesus was outside my room's window. And then later on, he carried me, took me to beside a river.
那我马上临里很阿门这个，我觉得神好像不要我为着这个吸氧气，我永远活动范围被关在这个房间里面，他要释放我的自由。
And so I immediately amen to that prayer and vision because I felt that God wanted to give me freedom and did not want to restrict me, for a very long period of time, to my room because of needing oxygen.
因为我就是他讲这个意象的时候，我马上就想到雅歌第二章。
And so when he shared that vision, I immediately thought of the book of James, chapter 2.
Yeah, 那所以我就再祷告主。
And so I prayed to the Lord again.
我就觉得我要跟上神的心意。
And I felt that I needed to keep up and follow up with God's will, God's purpose.
我要得自由。
And I wanted freedom.
所以我就是他是1月28号礼拜五给我这个 message， 我1月30号礼拜天我就说主，我今天我就要把这个吸氧气拿掉了。
And so he messaged me and shared me about this vision on January 28th, which was a Friday. And then on the following Sunday, January 30th, I prayed to the Lord and I said, Lord,Today, I'm going to remove this oxygen.
我要吸阿巴父所造的自然的氧，我不要吸这个人造的氧。
And I want to breathe the natural air that you, Abba Father, have created. I don't want to breathe this, this man-made, this canned oxygen anymore.
那我有三位弟兄姊妹在我旁边，我就是问他们说，你们有没有信心？我今天我就要把这个吸氧气拿掉了。
And I had three brothers and sisters with me together, and I asked them, "Do you have faith? Like I do? Today I am going to remove this oxygen."
后来他们告诉我说，他们一听的真的是吓一跳。
But the three of them, they said later on, when they heard this, they were kind of in shock.
但我说，你们要有信心，跟我一起祷告。
But I told them, be faithful and pray in faith together with me.
那我就站起来，这样子的对神祷告。那我才一祷告，神在我脑子里就出现《使徒行传》第三章那个生来瘸腿的得着医治。
And so I stood up and I prayed to God, and immediately got put into my mind that story from Acts chapter 3, which was the lame beggar who was born a lame, and he had received healing from Peter.
Yeah, 那我就觉得我的身体就是一个从小。在这个喉咙肺部就一直是我最软弱的地方。
And I recall that, ever since I was a very young age, my throat and my lungs or my respiratory tract always tended to be kind of the weakest part of my body.
从小就肺结核钙化。
Ever since I was young, I had suffered tuberculosis.
然后常常一感冒咳嗽就是咳个一个月到三个多月。
And oftentimes, if I gotten sick, I would have coughs, and that coughing would last a month, two, or even up to 3 months.
Yeah, 所以这个，而且后来得了慢性气管炎。
And later on, I had contracted and suffered from kind of a chronic inflammation of my breathing tracts.
Yeah, 所以这个是我最软弱的，我就好像我的身体就好像一个生来是瘸腿的。
And so in that sense, my body, this weakest part of my body is the same as that lame beggar. I was born with that weakness.
但是我因知道他的名，也正因着他所赐的放在我里面的信心，我必完全痊愈得医治。
But because I know his name, and because of the faith that he has put in me, I knew that I was going to receive complete healing.
这是教会的第一个神迹。
And so that was the first miracle in the church.
In the early church, 初代教会的第一个神迹。
The first miracle in the early church, the first generation church.
那我就觉得这个很重要，这样。那一天的，从那一天， 那天晚上他们本来很害怕，我这样没有吸氧气会不会死掉，半夜死掉。
And so I knew this was important, but they were kind of afraid and fearful, and they were watchful to see if, you know, maybe I would die or, you know, suffer some issues for not breathing, not taking that oxygen.
So 我们那一天也有一些有几位得到者，我后来当半夜我醒来的时候才知道，他们都没有睡觉，在为我祷告，很怕我死掉。
And so I only found this out later on, you know, after I woke up, that, you know, they have prayed for me all through the night without sleep, and they were kind of just afraid that I might not make it.
但那一天就这样祷告相信神，祷告神就那一天越过了。
But I overcame precisely because I had faith in God and I prayed to Him.
So from 1月28 到现在，我的氧变得就是现在已经都可以到93以上到97这样。
And so since January 28th, my oxygen levels are now around 93 to 97.
我那个时候送去医院的时候才差不多70，而且回来有时候还71，虽然有带吸氧气。
When I was hospitalized, I was, you know, around the 70s level, you know, kind of low 70s. Even after coming home from the hospital and even while I was using the oxygen, sometimes I was in the 70, 71 range.
醒来的时候，半夜醒来的时候，那所以我就觉得神到现在真的释放我完全的自由。
And so I truly feel that God has now set me completely free.
我如果那时候没有跟上神的脚步，我还一直在软弱中。
If I had not kept up with God's leading, God's footsteps, I would still be in weakness.
那神虽然一样一样的医治我，但是有一件事，就是我的咳嗽却越来越厉害。
And so even though God had healed me kind of one item after another, there was one thing which was that my coughing seemed to have gotten worse.
Yeah, 我也不知道是不是这些日子有一点冷风啊，着凉，我都不知道，就是越咳越厉害。
And I don't know if it might be because, you know, over the... In the past a few recent days, I might have been caught a cold or blew some winds, but the coughing seems to be getting worse.
也一方面，太长的日子了，几个月都变成每天只有睡两三小时。
And also at the same time, for the past 2 or 3 months or so, for, you know, quite a long time, I've only had been able to have 2 to 3 hours of sleep each night.
所以每天睡那么少，可能免疫力低。
And because of that lack of sleep, you know, perhaps my immune system is gone down a bit.
然后另外有的说这个是纤维化、钙化、肺部的纤维化、钙化的自然现象。
And sometimes because of the fibrosis in the lungs, perhaps that's just a natural consequence.
对，那就是很多的痰，所以常常。咳就是24小时一整天白天晚上就是咳咳咳的。
And so sometimes the coughing will last a whole day, 24 hours, you know, day, night, I'll just, you know, be coughing and it would be, you know, productive cough.
那就是不能讲话，只要一讲话了，等一下好像跟这个人讲了几句话，等一下我就会咳得很厉害。
And sometimes that coughing would prevent me from speaking because if I talk to a person for a few moments, well, then later on, I'd be coughing up a storm.
那让人真的觉得是整个看环境是没有盼望的。
And so if you look at kind of just the exterior circumstances, there seems to be no hope.
但就是在无可指望的时候继续相信，因为神跟我说，神说了，我必使你痊愈，我必医好你的伤痕。
But even in this hopeless condition, I knew to continue to look up to God and to continue to trust Him because His promise, He has said, I will completely heal you, I will release you from all disease.
那我到这个礼拜天 我才听到这个代祷者呢，他就说那个意象还有一个很可怕的部分，他不敢告诉我。
And so it was only this past Sunday that the intercessor who had told me about his vision has shared a second part of that vision, which he thought was very fearsome and didn't dare tell me about at first.
从1月28号他看到，但是一直不敢讲，然后到这个上个礼拜呢，他就开始里面好像一直神催促他要讲，好，那所以我到这个礼拜天我才知道说那个可怕 的部分是什么。
And so he received this vision, you know, both parts, January 28th, but he didn't dare tell me about this kind of scary part. So it wasn't until this past Sunday, that, you know, where God really, you know, pushed him in the spirit to share that. So this past Sunday, I finally learned.
那他就是讲到说，耶稣带我到溪水边的路上，是在远的一个隐藏的地方，是有一个等于是一个邪恶的势力在那里咒诅我，是一个死亡的灵。
And so he shared that as part of his vision, when Jesus was bringing Mama Grace along to go beside a river, along the way, kind of far off, hidden, is a power of darkness, a dominion of evil trying to curse her.
那我就想到说，哇，难怪礼拜五我礼拜天知道，难怪礼拜五开始神就告诉我说，你要为命定祷告。
And so all of a sudden I realized, okay, no wonder, because I learned this part of his vision on Sunday, but then the Friday before I had heard from God, you know, God's instruction was, I need to start praying for destiny.
Yeah, 那我就听到这个意象的时候，我就想到我那时候癌症复发的时候，有一位先知就为我祷告的时候，看到一个异象，说我在跑路，我那个有一个死亡的灵一直在追着我，我在前面一直跑。
And so I'm reminded, back when I had my cancer, or my cancer came back, there was also an intercessor who was also a prophet. He had prayed and saw a vision where I was running in front and the cancer was chasing me from behind.
一个死亡的灵,
and a spirit of death was chasing me from behind.
Yeah. 然后我就忽然间一转个弯，踏上司令台，然后那个死亡的灵就停住。
And all of a sudden, I took a turn and stepped onto a commanding deck, and the spirit of death stopped.
然后我踏上司令台以后，我就往这边一指，这里就一支军队起来，往那边一指，那边又一支军队起来。
And when I was on deck, I was in command, and I pointed this way about, and then an army rose up, and I pointed that way about, and then another army rose up.
那所以我就觉得说，难怪神叫我要礼拜五要开始为我的命定祷告，因为我总觉得神有讲过，好，那但是呢，我就觉得我需要神有告诉我在末世我的命定是什么。
And so I realized, no wonder God reminded me to pray for destiny on that Friday, because I felt as if God had mentioned it before, but I needed to continue to pray for destiny.
因为我总觉得主你要医我，先把我医好啊，否则我连讲话都不能讲话，都好像所有外界的关系全部就蒙起来了，我怎么去服侍啊？
And so my thought was that, okay, well, God, you need to heal me completely first, right? Because if I can't talk, well, then I can't communicate and I can't, you know, maintain my relationships with other people. And if I can't do that, how will I be able to, you know, do anything about my destiny?
但是神的意思是，你不是在等着病好，而是你要先踏上我照你的命定 那然后其他的神会 take care。
And God's word to me was then that you're not just waiting passively to get healed first, but rather you need to proactively take that step and step into and step up to your destiny first. Then everything will be taken care of for you.
所以当这个姊妹讲到是死亡的灵在咒诅我的时候，我就更清醒，我就知道我要开始起来为命定祷告，而且，所以我在礼拜一我们的牧养会议，我就起来就讲到这件事，然后鼓励我们所有的全世界同工们，你不要忙在一些小小琐碎的事，在那regular 的一直忙，你要起来踏上你的命定。
And so when the sister shared this part of her vision, which was that a spirit of death was trying to curse me, I realized I needed to step up and pray into my destiny. And so I did that on Sunday. And then the following Monday, I reminded all of our full-time coworkers and I told them, don't kind of fret and fuss about your regular kind of daily lives, the small things, but rather you need to stand up and pray big for your destiny and step into that prayer.
神对你们每一个人的命定是大的。
And God's destiny for every and each one of you is great.
那我发现我在讲到这个命定的时候，我里面的力量就一直起来了，然后一直到讲完毕，然后我们一起祷告，我一声咳都没有。
And so on that Monday, I noticed that when I was talking about destiny and talking about sharing about this topic, my strength inside me seems to be returning. And then until I was done sharing and then we had finished praying, I didn't cough a single time.
So I originally rejected Joylene. I said, I haven't been completely well. What can I do to testify?
And so originally, I had wanted to decline Joylin's invitation, thinking that, well, I'm not completely recovered yet. How will I be able to give a testimony?
Yeah, 但是昨天晚上，这个聚完会以后，我在那等候神的时候，神就 remind 我说，我受造，我的身份是个心腹，那我的命定是多子的乐母。
And so last night after the gathering was finished, I was continuing in God's presence and waiting on him. And he reminded me that my destiny, my purpose for being created is to be a mother of grace.
我的身份, my identity.
My identity.
It is bride of Christ.
It's a bride of Christ.
那但是我的命定就是多子的乐母。
My identity is the bride of Christ, but my destiny is to be a mother of many children, a joyful mother of many children.
Yeah, 我活着的命定就是要兴起下一代，使下一代都成为天父的真儿子，成为耶稣的心腹。
And so my destiny, my purpose for living here on earth is to raise up the next generation so that the next generation can be the sons and daughters of Jesus and can be the Lamb of Jesus, the Lamb of Christ, the bride of the Lamb.
Yeah. 那这样子是列国才会恢复列国才会恢复他们的神的神。就说列国才会恢复原神造他们的心意。
And only then can the nations return to the original purpose for which God made them.
Yeah, 所以神现在仇敌一直在要摧毁我们的下一代。
And so the enemy is attacking and wanting to destroy our next generation.
而我昨天听到我们的下一代的见证，我好感动哦！我就觉得神真的要多多的兴起我们的下一代。
And I was really moved by the testimonies of our younger generation last night. And I truly believe and felt that God is going to raise up greatly our next generation.
Yeah, 所以我就觉得就像在这个普尔节，以斯帖他知道他的身份 他的身份是犹太人，是神的选民，但是呢，他的命定就是在那个时代他要成为皇后，然后他是被命定在王面前得恩宠的。
And so, you know, in the season of the Purim, we see that Esther realizes her identity is, she was an Israelite, and she, you know, the Israelites were the chosen people of God, but her destiny is to become the queen, and her destiny is to be a person who the king favors, and that's so that she could come into the king's presence.
Yeah, 但是环境看起来是很黑暗的。
But the circumstances that she found herself in seemed to be very dark.
因为她30天已经没有被王蒙召了。
Because for 30 days, she had not been called into the king's presence.
而这是王的召令，只要没有被蒙召进去那里的，你是会被杀的，除非王向你伸出金杖。
And so the order or the order that had been in place was that unless the king calls for you, if you dare go into his presence, you will be killed unless he reaches out his scepter towards you.
Yeah, 所以我就觉得说，我知道神今天要我做见证，因为我们都是被命定蒙恩宠的。
And so I knew that God wanted me to share the testimony tonight, which is that we are all destined to be his beloved ones.
是耶稣的救恩做成，把这个恩宠放在我们的身上。
And this salvation of Jesus has completed, and his finished work put this, this identity in us, this destiny in us that we are to be beloved.
所以不管环境看起来多黑暗，我们看起来多软弱，但是我要起来敢跟王求。
And so no matter how dark our circumstances might seem, and no matter how weak we ourselves might seem, we need to be bold and stand up and to and supplicate before the presence of the king.
不要活在好像神会听我祷告吗？我现在这么软弱，这样。
We are not living in a sense of weakness where we doubt ourselves and say, oh, will God listen to my prayers because I'm so weak right now?
Yeah, 因为我也可以每天都活在，可以整天真的很耗尽你的力气，我可以活在很软弱，很没有力气的生活里面。
Because you can live in such a way where you, you know, kind of burnt out all your strength and you're living day in and day out in weakness and in strengthlessness.
但我一意识到我的命定，我是蒙恩宠的，我一讲到命定，我的力量就都来了。
But I realize that I am a beloved one of God and I have a destiny. And when I talk about and share about this destiny, my strength returns.
我们的命定不是在这样软弱当中，这样子被仇敌压制，在害怕里面。
Our destiny is not to languish in weakness and not to be suppressed in fear by the enemy.
而是我在王面前是蒙恩宠的，他要翻转我一切的悲哀，他要把我的悲哀变为跳舞，他要使我 的麻衣脱去，把喜乐披在我们的身上。
And so our destiny is to stand before the king's presence. He will turn around, turn about our sadness, and our sadness will turn into the fine linens of joy that he will give us.
所以我过去我觉得说，哎呀，多子的乐母，多子怎么有办法快乐呢？那烦都烦死了。
And so in the past, I had thought, okay, a joyful mother of many children, how is that going to work? Because if you're a mother of a lot of children, there's a lot of headaches.
因为孩子多，都是那么小，那么幼小，好多他不懂，你需要抚养，又一直被他误解，哎呀，很辛苦的。
And so when there are a lot of children, they're all very young, they're all very weak and need to be fed and need to be brought up. And sometimes there's much misunderstanding. And so that's very tiresome.
但是这一次借着得这个 COVID 的这段时间， 我真的尝到多子的乐母的喜乐。
But over this past period of time where I contracted COVID, it is through this opportunity that I really tasted this joyfulness from having many children.
我发现都是神做的，现在孩子们忽然间都长大了，忽然间都成熟了，而且那么相爱，彼此那么相爱，也那么孝顺。哎呦，我真的是尝到多子乐母的喜乐。
And so I truly tasted this joy because I know this is God's work, which is that he has caused the children to grow up and to mature and to be able to love each other and to be able to honor me. And so I really have now realized that joyfulness.
所以最后这句话就是说，神的话真的安定在天。
And so indeed, I want to say that God's word is set in heaven and he is...
Yeah.当我们踏上命定，你就会进入神奇妙又奇妙的神迹。
And when we step in and step up to our destiny, you will experience wonders and marvels from God.
你看我刚刚开始讲的时候，又一直很软弱的想要咳。我一开始讲到命定的时候，我的力量就一直起来，我脸色就开始红润了。所以我就觉得神就是要我们踏在他所应许的命令上活出这样，而不是活在我现在的实际状况的这个软弱那个软弱里面。
And so what God wants us to do is to step into and live up to our destiny as opposed to kind of living just in our current circumstances, whether we have this weakness or that weakness, because as you can see me on screen, I started out just now kind of still a little weak, still, you know, wanting to cough. But as soon as I started sharing about destiny, my strength is returning.
神是转败为胜的神。
Amen.
God is a God who turns defeat into victory.
这一次12月神让我们整个全体同工几乎每一个大部分都得了 COVID。
And so this past December, God had allowed most of our co-workers at church to have contracted COVID.
但借着这个 COVID, 神把大家带到软弱里面，神就好多的光照，大家就好多的悔改，然后就变得大家彼此好相爱，整个长大成熟了。
But it was through this opportunity of contracting COVID that God brought us, humbled us into weakness, and so there was a lot of conviction, a lot of a light shone by on us, and a lot of repentance, and so we grew up into maturity and into loving one another.
我就觉得谁能做这事呢？
And I wonder, well, who can do this?
我们的神太棒了，借着每一个环境都要做成他在我们身上极美的事。
Indeed, our God is such a great God, and through every circumstance that arises, he will use those circumstances to do his purpose and his will and his beautiful plan in every one of us.
Amen. 哇，我们给江妈妈一个大大的掌声，也给这位反败为胜的神一个大大的掌声。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! 妈咪，你一声都没有咳哎。
对，就是这样。
变成了你越讲越有力量，然后你脸上越来越有光。哇、wow!
！You didn't cough a single time, and we see more and more the light is coming out of your face and such glory.
嗯，呀，我相信神真的尊荣妈咪里面的这个信心。我们也让妈咪稍微休息一下，我们希望最后的时间呢，你要来 release， 你要来释放这个得胜的一个祷告，因为现在遍地真的有太多的家人在这个疾病的捆绑的当中。
We believe the Lord honors your faith, Mama, and in the end, we want you to release a voice of your faith, and because so many of us on earth, we need the healing, we need this anointing of victory.
哇、wow, 真的是刚刚妈妈讲到说当昨天我们的主题就是
讲
好像有一位请就是当我们知道命定的时候我们才可以我们知道我们的身份的时候才能够进到命定。
Mama Grace mentioned that when we get when we
信息昨天年轻人
from the
就能进到命定。
From the message from yesterday, we know that once we know our identity, we can step into our destiny.
但是从那里开始，就是知道命定，居然能够 妈妈今天一直来强调的就是我会进到更深的彻底的医治。
And Mama declares today that after we know in a deeper way our identity, we can step more into our a destiny, our calling.
知道我们的命定就会得到完全的医治。
Knowing our identity will bring more healing.
实在是这样，当我们里面知道我们往哪里去，他们已经不再是为这世上、这地上而活。啊，接下来的这位。我的好朋友Nicole 牧师，他也是跟佳妈一样，是不怕死的以斯帖，死就是怕的以斯帖。
So the next one, my dear friend Nicole, just like Mama Grace, is the one who's so courageous and saying that, if I perish, I perish.
哇，他们两位都是跟我说，我跟他们说只讲十分钟就行了。
Both of them told me that, I told them 10 minutes is enough.
但是他们说我要真的要来荣耀神，让我用我的尽我的力来见证这位神的荣耀。
But they both told me that we want to give our best to glorify the Lord.
哇、wow, 看到 Nicole, 其实我心里常常很心疼她。
Every time I see Nicole, I feel for her.
但是我相信今天你再一次来见证神。跟佳妈一样会两代一起对着这位反败为胜的神说我尊荣你我信靠你。
But I believe today, just like Mama Grace, you declare as well, this is a season, testifying from defeat to victory.
我相信我们线上的每位家人好不好就是一边听他们的分享一边来领受一边为他们来祷告让他们真的是力上加力。好，我们把时间交给 Nicole。
So I want to encourage our family to continue to pray for them. So we pray for them that strength upon strength.
Oh, 很高兴能够，应该是说很荣幸能够接着Mommy 的分享。
It's a really honor for me to share after Mama Grace.
佳妈从小就是我的英雄。
Mama Grace has been my hero since I was young.
所以我真的很感恩能够在这个旅程当中真的 也跟这么好的一些属灵母亲能够同行。
I'm really thankful that I can walk with those spiritual mothers.
我的状况有点有意思。
My situation is really interesting.
如果大家有一些人可能知道，我2018年开始抗癌，然后去年有一个很大的得胜，医生在4月9号宣布找不到癌细胞了。
Some of you may have known that I started this fight with cancer since 2018, and then April 9th last year, the doctor declared there's no cancer cell in my body.
更激动的人的是七月份 Chris Reed 就讲到说这个医治是要成为418的一个 deposit.
And then even more exciting is that in July, Chris Reed declared that this healing is going to be a deposit for the movement of 418.
所以就带着一个好像要欢庆的一个心了，我其实身体恢复得非常好。
So with a cheerful heart, I have really good recovery in my body.
那我就想，哎，是时候回亚洲了。亚洲非常多的人在为我祷告，非常多家人为我祷告。我也非常思念，所以就订了机票12月1号回到台湾。
So then I think it's about time for me to go back to Taiwan. So I booked the ticket.
原本的计划是12月30号离开，因为关两个礼拜嘛，然后接下来去中国。
My original plan is to depart U.S. December 30th, that I will quarantine for 2 weeks and I will go to China.
Anyways, 好像不大对，但是12月1号我人到了台湾。
So December 1st, I arrived in Taiwan.
本来预计12月30号去中国。
Oh, so and I was going to China December 30th.
但是12月1号到台湾睡了一个晚上。
But when I arrived at Taiwan December 1st, I slept for a night.
12月2号我就被送进急诊了。
I was sent to the ER on December 2nd.
住了大概两个多礼拜之后出来。
After 2 weeks, I was released.
我刚刚听妈咪讲才知道她生病的时候是12月22号。
When I just heard Mama Grace sharing, she was sick on December 22nd.
我是12月23号，台湾早一天吗？
My day was December 23rd, and then it's one day earlier in Asia.
23号那天我在台湾跟一些家人们分享之后，下午我又被送去 ER。
So I shared in Taiwan with some family on that morning. Then I was sent to ER that afternoon.
但是这次送进去 ER 呢，就有点晴天霹雳了。
So this time when I went to ER, it's more dramatic.
医生说你的不只是癌症复发。
The doctor told me that it's more than just cancer reappear.
这个癌症科的主任说，我们判定你最多剩下三个月。
The oncologist told me that the most you have is 3 months.
在接下来一个礼拜的会诊当中。
During the following month, meeting with different doctors.
他就会诊当中有更多的医生，他们就认为，最多一个月。
So after meeting with more doctors, they feel the most I have is 1 month.
这对我来说呢，我是个418的种子。
To me, I am the deposit of hopeful 18.
难道是要一粒麦子要死了吗？我就开始觉得怎么搞的，怎么会这样子？
So I was wondering, does that mean I have to die so there will be more coming out from me? What is going on?
死了也没见证啊，现在。
If I die, there's no testimony.
我心里面说真的，我没有感觉我快死了。
Seriously, I did not feel I was dying.
虽然医生把我讲得非常严重。
Even the doctor gave me really bad diagnose.
所以我住院住了一两个礼拜之后又回家了。
So I stayed in the hospital for 1 or 2 weeks and I went home.
接下来的日子就很辛苦。
And then the following days, it was pretty challenging.
我记得有一天晚上我睡觉的时候。
I remember one night when I was sleeping.
我非常不舒服。
I was really uncomfortable.
我突然起来觉得好像要吐。
I woke up, feel like I was going to vomit.
结果竟然吐出了一大堆血。
And then I vomit a lot of blood.
感谢神，这一位可爱的属灵女儿婉玲在我陪着我。
Thank God that this very dear spiritual daughter, Wan Ling, she has been with me.
整夜我就是吐血。
The whole night I was vomiting the blood.
一袋一袋的血，她就一个袋子一个袋子拿来。
So it's by the bag of the blood she keep taking out.
那就长话短说呢，后来又被 sent 去 ER 了。
So long story short, I was sent to ER again.
那这次很严重，因为我被送到 ER 的时候，据说血红素不到三。
So when I was sent to ER, this is very serious time because I was told the index is only 3.
Yeah, 那他们认为我就是随时就会走掉了。
So they feel I was going to die anytime.
那后来就急救抢救。
So they did all those treatment on me, the ER.
那抢救之后呢，我就被就是放在 ICU 的重症区。
And then I was placed in the ICU, the serious illness section.
这个时候呢，征战就来了。
And then the warfare came.
一个一个的人就开始来问我一些问题。
One after,
我那时候醒着还没死哦。
At that time, I was still awake, and one after another, people come to ask me questions.
其中有一位很重要的医院的负责人就来问我说, Nicole, 你知道你自己的情况吗?
So one of the high management person in the hospital came to ask me, Nicole, are you aware of what kind of situation you are in?
我说我知道, 很严重。
I said, I know, it's very serious.
我其实很诚实地说, 心里当时还是蛮轻松的。
In my heart, I was not that nervous.
就没感觉要死。
I did not feel I was dying.
但是他竟然问我一个问题, 就是说, 你有想过你要死在哪里?
He asked me a question, have you thought about where you want to die?
你是愿意死在医院还是要死在家里?
You want to die in the hospital or you want to die at home?
因为他知道我住的地方不是我真正的家嘛。
Because he knew that the place I stay at was not my home.
所以我一个人被关在ICU。
I was locked in the ICU by myself.
我这些问题就不断地来交战在我的心跟我的头脑里面跟灵里面。
All those questions keep attacking me, my heart, my mind, going up continually.
接下来我的朋友就送一个讯息给我说, 你要不要录一段话跟大家告别?
Next, one of my friends asked me if you want to record something to say final goodbye to your family friends.
感谢大家为你的祷告。
And thank everyone who prayed for you.
不一定用得到。
We may not use it.
但是有预备总是比较好。
But it's always good to prepare for it.
那我当初真的是非常非常的交战。
It's really a struggle in me.
非常非常的交战, 因为大家在祷告。
It's really a struggle for me because I know everyone is praying.
我打从灵里面没有觉得神说你的时间到了。
In my spirit, I really feel nothing that God's telling me that my time is up.
但是所有的环境都告诉我是反面的。
But all that I can see, my environment telling, circumstances telling me the opposite.
所以交战到不得了, 后来有一个就是 to one moment.
So the inner struggle, the fighting inside of me keep continuing to a moment.
我后来就有一个很深的一个感受, 神告诉我, 问我说, 你是不是真的相信神的应许?
I feel deep inside my heart, God asked me, do you truly believe my promise?
是不是真的相信神的应许?
Do you truly believe my promise?
你是不是真的相信神的话?
Do you truly believe God's word?
你知道, 我们信主很久了, 我们都以为我们相信神的话。
We have walked with the Lord for so long, we all thought that we really believe his word.
但是就在那个moment, 我跟神说, yes, I believe.
But at that moment, I really respond to the Lord saying, yes, I believe you.
所以里面就有一个说不出来的勇气就升上来。
So within me, there is an unexplainable courage arise.
不仅如此,我也感觉神好像就告诉我说, 你所经历的这一切真的就是为着整个末后世代最后的征战。
And more than that, I feel God is telling me that what all you went through is to prepare the final battle in this end time.
最后的征战一定是征战到最激烈的。
The final battle is most fierce one.
我记得有一次刚好我上去祷告会的时候，有一次我上去祷告会的时候都是我的学生。
One time I went online for a prayer meeting and it's all my students.
所以我就心里面有这样的感动跟大家分享。
So I have this burden I share with everyone.
我觉得神预备这个世代,
God prepared this generation.
我真的相信是最末后的世代。
I really believe it's the final generation.
你知道最后的这个征战会是最激烈的。
And you know the final battle is the most intense one.
那你不可能上战场之前就先把投降书写好。
It's impossible that before you get on the battlefield and then you just say that acknowledge I'm lose.
Why don't I speak in English?
Okay, that would be better.
Okay, so I believe the Lord said you will not die.
我相信神说你不会死。
But you've been prepared for such time as this.
你是被现在这个时刻所预备的。
So the courage inside me just rose up.
所以我里面的勇气就升起来。
And not only that, I believe I'm going to fight to the very end until my eyes see Jesus coming.
不仅是这样，我更相信我会征战到底，直到我亲眼看见耶稣再来。
And the Lord did a lot of deep transformation for my heart.
神在我的心里面做了很多很深的转换。
And one thing I feel it's very precious is concerning family.
我觉得其中一件非常宝贵的事就是关于家。
I'm actually very surprised I'm still in Taiwan.
我其实非常的惊讶，我现在仍然在台湾。
When I first arrived in Taiwan,
当我刚到台湾的时候,
somebody gave me a prophetic word that even though you got sick again, but the Lord wants to restore your family.
就是虽然你好像又再一次生病, 但是神要重, 修复你的家。
And I'm very thankful that my mother came back to Taiwan from the United States to take care of me.
And 我就非常的感恩我妈妈其实是从美国堪萨斯州堪萨斯城市回到台湾。
Okay, in US, my mom lives in California, I live in Kansas.
我妈妈其实是从加州回到台湾来照顾。
So in the past, we were not living together.
在以前我们两个没有住在同一个地方。
The Lord used this opportunity for me and my mom to live together.For her to take care of me.
神使用这个情况让我妈妈从美国回到台湾我们住在一起她照顾我。
And there's a lot of restoration on my heart.
在我的心里面有好多的修复。
And I believe there's a lot of restoration for my mother's heart as well.
我相信在我妈妈的心里有许多的修复。
And the Lord is also using this whole quote-unquote sickness to restore my relationship with my birthplace.
我觉得神也用了这个好像是疾病的这个东西来修复我和我出生地的关系。
I was born, I'm MIT, born in Taiwan.
我是在台湾制造的。我在台湾出生。
But I've moved to the States for so many years.
但是我搬到美国很久了。
So I feel somehow disconnected with, you know,Deep in my heart, I just feel that I'm from North America.
在我的心里深处，你们好像感觉我是从北美来的。
So there are some friends in Taiwan, there's some, you know, spiritual families in Taiwan, but I feel that there's still, you know, a distance there.
虽然我有属灵的家人在台湾，但我里面好像感觉还是有距离。
But then this time, when I came back, got sick, the Lord just opened my eyes that they were...So many true family that I have, family members that I have here in Taiwan.
那这一次当我回到台湾，我生病的时候，神打开我的眼睛，让我看见我其实有许多真实的家人在台湾。
I'm really blown away and very blessed.
我真的是非常的被祝福，非常非大大的被祝福。
And there are a lot of intercessors, they will pop up.From nowhere, and they'd be telling me, we've been praying for you, even on the day you arrived in Taiwan.
就突然之间好多代祷者从各种不同的地方就出现告诉我他们不停地在为我祷告甚至我到台湾的那一天他们就在祷告。
And when I was in US, the Lord prepared a care team for me, my dear Alan and Amanda, and some of the people that's been taking care of my daily routines.
我在美国的时候神给我了一个非常宝贵的照顾我的团队我的属灵女儿金艾伦还有 Amanda 他们这一些非常宝贵的人都一起在照顾我。
So when I first got sick here in Taiwan, I was panicking.
所以当我在台湾生病的时候，我就非常的惊慌失措。
Because they could not come to me now.
因为我美国的团队就没有办法来到我的身边。
And the Lord prepared.
但是神有预备。
I'm just so blown away, my dear spiritual daughter, Wan Ling.
那我就是真的很被神的预备被感恩，就是我的属灵女儿婉玲。
She's my first year student.
她是我第一年的学生。
8 years ago.
八年之前。
And like I mentioned, you know, when she knew that I got sick, she came all the way and tell me, Nicole, let me help you, let me do this, let me do that.
当我生病的时候，她就来告诉找我，问我说，我帮你做这个，我帮照顾你这个。
She took care of so many details.
她照料了我很多的细节。
And like I just mentioned, when I was throwing up, in vomit and blood.
当我刚才提到说我好像在呕吐，我在吐血的时候。
And several times I got sent to ER at 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
好几次我好像在半夜两点、三点被送到急诊室。
She would ride motorcycle from her house to come and accompany me to go to the hospital.
她会从她的家里就骑她摩托车到医院来陪我。
And sometimes in the hospital, because it, you know, they require somebody to be with you 24/7.
有时候在医院，他们会要求要有一个人24小时的陪伴。
And oftentimes at ER, whole night she's not able to sleep.
所以很多的时候她在急诊室，她整晚没有办法睡。
And sometimes in the hospital room, you know, there was a few incidents I have to get up every half an hour or an hour to poo, to have diarrhea.
有时候在急诊室，我好像就是每半小时、一小时，我就需要起来，然后我就是需要去就是肚子不好上厕所。
And you know, she's just one of the examples of the Lord prepared.
婉玲就是其中神为我预备的一个例子。
And I am grateful that I found connection and security here back in Taiwan.
我真的很感恩，我会在台湾这里，我也感觉到一个连接，一个被关爱。
I feel that there's a restoration that the Lord is doing with me and my birthplace.
我感觉神在我与我的出生地当中做一个修复。
And when I talk about how the Lord is really making a family in me.
当我刚才提到神如何在我的里面做成一个真的家。
Talk about my original family, my spiritual family.
我的原生家庭，我的属灵家庭。
And with my birthplace.
我的出生地。
And with a global family.
还有我全球的家人。
I'm grateful, like I'm sharing after Mama Grace, and I'm sharing, you know, later on, Kylie and Mama Monica is going to share.
我在江妈之后分享，然后待会许妈还有凯莉也要分享。
These two are so, so, so dear to me and always bless me, you know, in a very profound and private way, always encouraging me.
这两位都是非常，我非常尊重，非常爱的妈妈们，她们对我是如此宝贵，常常大大的来祝福我，关心我。
Yeah, and I remember when I was back in the States.
我记得我在美国的时候。
Sometimes when I was again very sick the first time,
当我第一次好像生病得很重。
Sometimes at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., I don't know who to call.
有时候早就是在半夜两三点、四点，我不知道应该要打电话给谁。
But I was in desperate, you know, cry.
但是我里面就是一个非常真的很一个很深的一个哭泣。
At that time, I will always call.福州的代祷团队，
在那个时候，我总是会打电话给福州的代祷团队。
And I'm always amazed every single time, 华清妈妈 always pick up the phone.
在我真的是非常的被感动，华清妈妈总是会接起电话。
Every single time, she would say, "Yeah, we happen to be gathering right now. We will be praying for you."
每一次他接起来都会说，没错，我们现在正在聚集，我们一定会为你祷告。
And he would let me hear the voice of their intercession.
他就会让我听那些代祷者的声音。
And sometimes I fell asleep in the sound of their intercession.
有时候我就在他们代祷的那个声音里面，我就终于可以睡着。
And now here I'm in Asia.
现在我人在亚洲。
I have the same time zone with China.
我跟中国是同一个时区。
So when I woke up several times when I vomit blood at night, you know, I can't call the Asian ones.
那所以我在亚洲，我在一样在半夜醒过来要吐血，很不舒服的时候，我没有办法再打给在亚洲时区的家人。
And it's the Lord's grace every single time.
神的恩典每一次。
I call Joy Lin.
我就会打电话给 Joy Lin.
She's always there.
她总是在那。
She's always there.
她总是在。
And she said, 宝贝不要怕，我现在就开始为你祷告。Let me start praying for you now.
She will always say that, dear one, don't be afraid. I'm going to pray for you right now.
So I know this is what the Lord is doing.
我知道这是神正在
做。Forming a complete family.
在我的里面做成一个完整的家。
I'm very, very grateful.
我非常感恩。
Well, when the doctors say I have3 months, 1 month, whatever.
当医生说我只剩下一个月或三个月。
I want to give you a little statistics.
我要想要给你一些统计数字。
At the end.
在最后。
In December, I was hospitalized for 23 days.
我在十二月的时候在医院住了23天。
In January, I was in the hospital. I was hospitalized for 20 days.
在一月我在医院一月份我在医院住了20天。
February, 11 days.
二月份11天。
March,
三月。
6 days.
六天。
Well, it's not done yet, but I know it's 6 days only.
我知道三月份还没结束，但我知道三月份只有六天。
And I believe there will be zero in April.
我相信在四月份会是零。
And I was actually released from the hospital on March 17. Every time I go in, it's all because of internal bleeding.
我每一次进医院的时候都是因为内出血的关系。三月份我出
了 blood, yeah.
还有就是吐血。然后三月份我出来的时候是三月十七。
Just 2 days ago.
两天前。
But when I got home, I knew about this gathering.
当我回家，我知道这个线上聚集。
I was like, yeah, but my condition is still really rough.
但我在想说是要聚集，可是我的状况还是不是很不好。
The doctor just put a new tube on me.
医生刚插了管在我里面。
It was very painful.
非常的痛苦。
And I got home, I could not sleep.
我回家，我没有办法睡。
I was in such pain that it took me an hour to get up from my bed.
是如此的痛苦，它花了我至少要一个小时，我才能够从床上起来。
So on the 17th, I got released from the hospital.
所以三月十七号我出院。
It's exactly Purim that we're celebrating.
那正是普尔节，我们庆祝的日子。
So I can say, God, where is my turnaround?
我就问神，我的反败为胜在哪里？
It has to happen.
一定要发生。
But on the morning of March 18, because I was in such pain, there's no choice. I have to go to ER again.
三月十八号，当我起来的时候，就身体很痛，我没有其他选择，我一定要去医院。
Praise God, when I went to the ER this time, but this is the shortest visit ever.
感谢神，我这次去急诊室是我历史上以来最短的一次。
I think it's less than 2 hours.
只有不到两小时。
The doctor took the X-ray of my lung.
医生让我做了肺部的 X 光。
And then the water was cleared.
肺积水是没了。
So I said, please remove the tube from me.
我就跟他说，请你将管子从我身上移开。
And she said, yes.
然后医生说好。
So I came out without a tube, pain-free.
所以我从医院出来，我身上不再有管子，而且没有痛。
And that's why I'm able to share today.
这是，所以我今天可以在这里分享。
So for me, I felt that this whole journey the Lord is teaching me.
我感觉神，这个整个旅程神在教导我。
And I want to assure you that I don't believe the Lord is taking me this time.
我要跟你确认，我不觉得神要把我接走。
I have deep confidence.
我有很强的信心。
Because the promise of the Lord and also the word of the Lord.
是因着神对我的应许，还有神给我的话。
And I believe in every word that the Bible says.
我相信圣经当中所说的每一句话。
Sometimes I haven't seen it physically manifested.
有的时候我还没有看见这些话彰显在我生命当中。
But I always have a choice in pain and in struggle. What do I believe?
但在我的痛苦，在我的挣扎里面，我总是有可以选择我要相信什么。
So I'm grateful that the Lord gave me the opportunity to go through this trial.
我非常感恩神给我这个机会能够经历这一个试验。
And then, something amazing is that most of the people around me testify that my energy is getting stronger and stronger.
非常奇妙的是在我身边的人都告诉我的我的精神我的力气都越来越强。
I do look very skinny, but don't be sad.
我看起来是很瘦，可是你们不要难过。
All the days I got hospitalized, I was forced to fully fast. I could not eat anything.
因为我在医院住的时候，我是被强迫禁食，我什么都不能吃。
Yeah, so imagine so many days in the hospital, but I believe that the situation started to turn around.
所以你可以想象我在医院那么多天没有吃，就是会瘦。不过我相信，翻转的日子已经到了。
So I say, thank you, God.
所以我说神谢谢你。
So you're a God of impossible.
在你里凡事都能。
And thank you, family.
谢谢我的家人。
Because without you, I would not be able to take any step.
因为没有你们，我没有办法踏出任何一步。
The small family.
小的家。
My immediate original family.
我的原生家庭。
And my, you know, co-workers and then extended to my birthplace, the global family, and all my dear family in the global setting. I can't live without you guys.
所以从我最亲密的我的原生家庭到我的同工到我的出生地的家到整个全球的家人我真的没有你们我没有办法这样活着。
Yeah, and I'm confident that because of your prayer.
我真的很有信心，因着你们的祷告。
The 418th testimony will continue.
418的见证一定会持续。
It will manifest.
一定会彰显。
Through our prayer, through our faith, through God's timing.
透过我们的祷告，透过我们的信心，在神的时间里。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wow.我们要不要再次也是给我们的反派为圣的神一个大大的掌声？哈利路亚！赞美
！Another round of applause to our God who leads victory to defeat to victory.
哇哦，真的是知道这样的信心，这样的见证，以后你跟佳妈一样，都是这世上不配有的人。
Indeed, after hearing this testimony, we truly feel, Nicole, that you are just like Mama Grace John. The world does not deserve you.
因为你真的是带着这样一个死就死吧的信心，行走在家里。
Because you have this faith where you are able to say, if I die, I die, and yet you walk in faith in the family.
我们看到这两位在家里的神迹，在家可以见可以见到的神迹，可以创造的神迹。
And this is miracles that we are seeing in our own eyes, with our own eyes in the family, and these are miracles that we have helped nurture.
不知道是不是因为我的眼睛怎么看都是佳妈跟妮蔻越讲脸就越亮，甚至好像长了一点肉似的感觉。
I see that, you know, as they are speaking, it seems like you know, their complexions are getting better. It seems like, you know, they're getting healthier and stronger, growing some muscle.
真的就是在我们刚刚预备会的时候，我们就是这样的来祷告，在他们分享的时候，那个医治也会流进他们的身体，就像活水的江河在大家的祷告当中会释放更大的医治在你们的身上，
Amen.
在你们的身上要释放更大的医治在这个身体的身上。
And earlier, that was our prayer while we were having the preparation meeting, that as they share, the miracle of healing will be done unto them, unto their physical bodies. And as that is happening, that river of healing will flow onto the greater family, to each and everyone who needs.
这个以赛亚书61章其实就是这个418，路加福音4章18节的在旧约的这个开始的经文。
And so this 418 is Luke 4, chapter 4, verse 18. And this is actually found, or a quotation from the book of Isaiah.
61.
Isaiah chapter 61.
那在之前就是以赛亚书60章，这里就讲到兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到，耶和华的光要发现照耀你。看那黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民，耶和华却显现照耀你，他的荣耀要显在你的身上。
But this is from Isaiah chapter 60, in verses 1 and 2, it says, Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you.
Wow, 真的是看到，当我们里面有光的时候，我们神就会来，主耶和华的灵要高在我们的身上，但是我们里面先要来，真的是就着神的光来照耀在这世上。
Truly, we see that when there is light within us, the Lord's Spirit is anointed over us. But first, we have to draw near to that light, to the Lord's light, so that that light shines within us.
我们有太多的见证，那其中还有一位就是一对非常宝贵的家人，许妈和Kylie， 就是Papa Fred 的太太和他的孩子。
And so we have so many wonderful testimony, but one very precious family is Mama Malika and Kylie, that's Papa Fred's wife and child and son.
因为呢时间的缘故，我刚刚跟他们商量，今天就不能够特别的展开的分享。
Because our time is rather limited, so earlier I had communicated with them. We probably won't have time for them to have a, you know, to elaborate on their testimonies.
我们一定会下次有一个完整的时间，好好的听他们在举办离开的这段时间里面，真的神让他们怎么样经历一个变化更新、反败为胜的一个见证。
But next time we will definitely make time for their whole testimonies to hear and to learn how over this period of time after Papa Fred has left us, how the Lord has led them from defeat into victory in total transformation.
但是有一个见证我一定要让他们分享。
But there is one piece of testimony I do want them to share right now.
因为在家里面需要这样的信心，需要这样的见证。我想请他们两个来分享一下，当许爸因着去的苏丹回来以后，后来就是不小心染上了这个 COVID， 那在他离开了这段时间，他们心中其实一直是有一个梦想。我有机会跟凯莉也有机会聊天哈，他就说他真的很想来承接爸爸的梦想。
And so I do want them to share about how in this past period of time since Papa Fred had left due to, having, been infected with COVID after his trip to Sudan. Kylie mentioned that there is a dream that he has, which is that he wants to take the mantle and continue his father's dream.
我请许妈和凯莉你们俩来分享。
So we'll turn the time over to Mama Malika and Kylie.
好。亲爱的家人们
And so dear family
我刚刚在听江妈跟妮蔻的分享的时候，我的心就跟着他们，真的好像在走过那个路程。
And so as I was listening to Mama Grace Jiang's sharing and Nicole's sharing, my heart felt like I was, you know, taking that exact same journey together with them.
我希望将来有机会再跟你们多的分享神怎么样在借着家来医治我们，不但我们个人，就是这个整个东岸的很多人的那个经历。
And so in the future, I hope I'll have the time and opportunity to share with you how God, through the family, had healed not only us individually, but the entire East Coast. There's a lot of wonderful healing experiences that had happened.
对我个人来说, 我觉得神也医治了我的一个情绪方面, yeah,我的心灵跟情绪。
But to me personally, I felt as if God had healed me sort of in my emotions and in my in kind of mentally.
有一天呢, 我就跟神说, 我说主, 我是否把我很多的情绪都压下去?
And one day I asked the Lord, Lord, has it been the case that I've been suppressing my emotions?
所以我好像有一点麻木了。
And have I been suppressing my emotions to the point where I've become a little numb to that?
那我就跟主说,主啊,如果我是这样做,你要原谅我。
And I said to the Lord, Lord, please forgive me if that has been the case.
那我说我愿意到你的面前去感受,去表达。
And I said to the Lord, Lord, I want to go into your presence and through you to be able to feel those emotions and to express those emotions.
感谢主，主有帮助我。
And I'm really thankful for the Lord has really helped me in this respect.
那么我现在今天要主要分享的是，当我听到说， 4月份会有一群家人到埃及去的时候。
And so what I wanted to share about today is how when I heard that there was going to be a group of family members traveling to Egypt in the month of April,
我那时候的灵里就感动说应该要去。
And in my spirit, I was moved and I agreed that yes, that trip does need to happen.
可是等到我就开始考虑现况的时候,
but then I started to kind of examine my circumstances.
我就发现我, 好像我还在一种情绪的那种低潮的里面。
I all of a sudden noticed that I seem still to be in this depressed state of emotions.
那么很多该做的事情我就打不起精神去做。
There were a lot of things that I really should be trying to take care of, but I just couldn't bring up the strength to do them. Just feel like
I'm unmotivated.
And so one day I prayed to the Lord.
我就跟主说，主啊，是的，我本来我就有这个毛病，喜欢拖延，但是现在更严重。And
I said to the Lord, Lord, yes, indeed, I've always had the problem of kind of just procrastinating, but it seems to be getting worse now.
我说我需要帮助。And
I said to the Lord, Lord, I need help.
感谢主。And
I really thank the God, the Lord.
因为我做完祷告没多久， Joyline 就给我打个电话。
I really thank God because not long after I made that prayer, Joy Lynn gave me a call.
她就跟我说她决定要去埃及。And
she said to me, she has decided that she will go to Egypt.
她问我怎么样。And
she asked me, what about myself?
我说我们这边好像没有人要去啊，我一个人就我就不，我就觉得我一个人去好像我没有把握。
And I said to Joy Lynn, well, it doesn't seem like anybody else from our area is deciding to go. And I feel unsure if I was going to go by myself.
不过呢，可是我就到主，我就开始在想，我说主啊，如果我的儿子愿意跟我去，或者有别的姐妹她有感动跟我去，那我就去。
But then I said to the Lord, Lord, if my son could go with me, or if you so move another sister to be willing to go together with me, then I'd like to go.
Okay. 那么我有跟一两个同工分享的时候，也有人也有些担忧。
And of course, when I shared about this with one or two coworkers, some of them had some concerns as well.
所以我就要求我说好，我们好不好？请同工们，我们就在祷告会一起祷告，一起来求问神。
And I asked my coworkers and said, "Okay, well, Would it be okay with you if we together brought this to our prayer meeting and asked God about this?
然后让他们来分享从神的领受。
And once they've prayed, they could share about what they received from the Lord.
感谢主，大家都有平安。
And I'm really thankful to the Lord because everyone felt peace about it.
而且凯莉也说，妈妈，如果你觉得你要去，我可以跟你去。
And Kylie also said, Mom, if you're planning on going, I can go with you.
尤其是当我发现他们接从埃及还要去苏丹。
And especially this was after I discovered that, you know, going from Egypt, they will also head out to Sudan.
那我就想到许爸在苏丹的时候还有回来以后跟我分享很多那边年轻人的见证。
And I was reminded of a lot of the testimonies of the young people there that Papa Fred has shared with me after he went to Sudan and came back.
所以虽然Joylene 很体贴，她说如果你只去埃及，其实就很好了。
But of course, Joylene was very considerate, and she said, you know, if you just make that trip to Egypt, that will be great enough.
但是我心里很清楚，我说不，我要去，两个地方都一定要去。
But I was, you know, very sure in my heart, and I said, no, if I was going to make that trip, I'm going to make the trip to both places.
那我要跟大家讲的是，当我做完这个决定以后，决定要去了。
And so what I want to really share with you all tonight is that after I've made the decision to go to these two places,
我就开始里面开始非常喜乐。
I started to have great joy within myself.
而且呢，开始有劲，开始来做很多该做的事。
And of course, I started to feel very motivated to take care of some things I need to be taken care of.
这就是刚刚江妈说，当你踏上你的命定的时候。
And this is precisely what Mama John shared earlier. When you step up to your destiny.
好像心就开了。
Your heart will seem to be open.
而且我就觉得神的力量也就下来了。
And I feel that, that strength from God will be given unto you.
谢谢大家，这就是我的见证。
And so I want to thank you, everyone. That's my testimony.
Kylie, go ahead.
我们请凯莉分享。
Great, thank you so much. So happy to be with you all.
谢谢大家，很开心跟大家在一起。
And so happy to see Mama Grace and Nicole.
很开心看到江妈，看到 Nicole.
And yeah, just real briefly, I just wanted to say that, yeah, in the past few months, God's been doing...A lot in my heart.
很简短的，我想要跟大家分享，在过去几个月当中，神在我的心里面做了一些工。
And it's by His grace, and I believe also by the prayers of fathers and mothers.
是借着神的恩典，我也相信是因着属灵父母们的祷告。
And it.Completely aligns with everything that everyone has been sharing on this this gathering.
神在我生命当中所做的与今天在这个线上聚集所分享的都完全对齐。
Yeah, and God has been leading me down a discovery about identity.
神带领我进入一个旅程来发现我自己真实的身份。
And I thought, Papa Andrew summed it up so good, everything that I've been realizing.
宝爸昨天的总结真的是非常的精彩，就是一切我正发现的事情。
Yeah, and God's been speaking to me a lot about all those things that our identity is first, you know, child of God.
神对我说很多身份真的是第一件事，我是神的孩子。
and I'm a citizen of the kingdom of heaven.
我是天上的国民。
And we don't belong to the earth, we belong to the kingdom.
我们不属于这个地上的国度，我们属于天。
And while I was going through this discovery of, you know, and pondering what it meant to be a son,
当我经过这个探索的旅程，开始在 在想作为一个儿子是什么意思。
You know, I feel like the Holy Spirit revealed to me that it, the meaning, well, for me, it felt like the meaning is to grow, to become an overcomer.
我觉得圣灵对我说, 对我来说, 成为一个儿子, 就是, 成长, 去成为一个, 得胜者。
And to fulfill the dreams of my father.
去实现我父的梦想。
So, when I heard there was a gathering,
当我听说有一个聚集,
in Egypt, and Sudan. Yeah, at first I honestly struggled a lot. I didn't feel particularly called to go.
我一开始觉得很多的挣扎，我没有觉得有负担要去。
But my mom did.
但是我妈妈有这样的感受。
So I kept pressing in, I kept praying, I asked for counsel.
我就不断的祷告，我也询问。
But I just decided, you know, I just decided in my heart, okay, I'm just gonna lay it down, whatever, you know, whatever the Father wants, right?
那我后来就决定说，就放下来， 只要是父要的。
Yeah, I think I was more, I think I realized I was more concerned about the inconvenience or the danger.
因为我发现我心里面其实比较担忧的是 一些不方便，一些危险的地方。
But I did come to a decision almost to that level of if I die, I die.
我最后就做了一个决定，就差不多是说如果 我要一定要死的话就死吧。
But I don't believe it's my time yet.
不过我相信 我的时间还没有到。
Because there's lots of promises that have yet to be fulfilled.
因为还有很多的应许需要成就。
And so, once I kind of laid it down and said, I'm open to anything.
当我将我心上所有一切的都放下，跟神说， 我都可以的时候。
Yeah, I feel like God is definitely has given me confirmation and a lot of peace.
我觉得神就是给我确认，给我许多的平安。
And you know, I know it's part of the process.
我知道这是 旅程当中的一个过程。
And that you know, there's so many things that God is doing in my heart.
神在我心里做了许多的事。
So many things I am realizing at a rapid pace.
我很快的速度里面去 了解了一些事情。
But also many things I'm sure I'm completely unaware of.
但我相信也有很多的事情我还不清楚。
So, just wanted to just share real quick about that.
我就想要很快的分享我所经历的旅程。
Thank you so much, Kylie.
谢谢凯莉。谢谢许妈。 Thank you, Mama Monica.
你们两个人的真实，你们两个的 完全的敞开， 让我非常的感动。
I'm very touched by your authenticity and your vulnerability.
真的， 得胜者其实前面两位妈妈也是 看到呢， 不只是我们以为的病得医治啊， 或者我们的施工有多么的伟大。
So we also see overcomers in the previous two martyrs. It's the victorious. It's not just in being healed or a great ministry.
我相信全然的医治是身心灵对神完全的降服。
I believe the whole whole healing is the surrender to the Lord.
并且是完全的让自己进入使命，进入命定。
And then surrender to a point that we got into our destiny, that got into our calling.
就像以斯帖一样的，当他三十天没有见王，他没有先处理他的家庭的问题，夫妻的感情的问题，而是被莫迪改来挑战，先进入命定。
So like Esther, she did not see the king for 30 days, but she did not try to resolve the marriage problem, family problem, but she was received the challenge from Mordecai to take on her calling.
是的，我们真的是需要看到我们的命定，看到我们神在华人身上的使命。
We really need to see our calling, the assignment that God gave to the whole Chinese family.
今天有一位非常宝贵的家人Papa Ray 要跟我们有一些的回应。
Now we have a very precious family. Papa Ray, he's going to give some response.
今天我们所有的家人都是在北美家人同行团队的家人，所以我们也非常的亲切，我们也非常的可以很自由的跟妈妈 Monica 跟凯莉说对不起不能够整盘的展开哈也是因为我们是一家人。
So all the people on the line is the North America family. So we thanks Papa Ray to respond on behalf of us.
谢谢 Joylin 给了我跟 Ruth 19分钟的时间哈，所以我想把前面几分钟时间给 Ruth 有一点点简短的总结跟分享好不好？
Thank Joylin for giving me and Pastor Ruth 19 whole minutes. So we'll devote some portion of that to Pastor Ruth first for some concluding remarks.
我就是特别想尊荣三位妈妈和 Kelly.
First, I want to really honor the three spiritual mothers and also Kylie.
你们的分享呢，向我们展示了一个末世的得胜的生活方式。
And so your testimony has shown us or set an example before us of how to live a victorious life in the end times.
因着疾病因着失去了挚爱的亲人，你们都遭遇了很深的黑暗。
Whether it be because of disease or loss of a loved one, you have gone through and experienced darkness.
但是看到在黑暗的深处神的光也特别的强。
But in the depths of that darkness, we see that the light of God shone strongly.
神的同在也特别的强，神的爱也特别的强。
And the presence of God and the love of God came through strongly.
所以我看到了你们刚强的信心。
And so what I see is your strength in faith.
其实在末世呢，我们都会遭遇到越来越深的黑暗。
Indeed, in the end times, all of us will start to experience a greater and greater darkness.
谢谢你们的分享，鼓励我们越来越不怕黑暗。
So I thank you for your testimonies to encourage us to have no fear of that darkness.
不怕遭遇黑暗，因为在黑暗的深处呢，神的荣耀也会特别的彰显。
We are not afraid to encounter that darkness because in the depth of that darkness, we know that the glory of God is therein revealed.
真的就像诗篇139篇12节所说的，黑暗不能够遮蔽我，使你不见。
It's just like Psalms 139, 第几节？
十二节。
Psalms 139, verse 12.
黑暗不能遮蔽我，使你不见。黑夜如同白昼发光。
Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you.
我也特别尊荣你们，首先活在这个命定的路上。
And also, I honor you for being the first and living in this path of your destiny, your calling.
看到尼寇呢，就死都要死在命定的当中。
And we see that Nicole was willing to, you know, even put up her life to die in the path of that calling.
Shima 跟 Kelly 呢，要就是继续徐爸的命定。
And Mama Malika and Kylie, they are going to continue the destiny of Papa Fred.
江妈在命定当中呢，翻转和得力。
And Mama Grace Jiang had in her calling, within her destiny, received victory and turning over into victory.
真的是鼓励我们在这个幕后的时代呢，没有别的选择，就只能活在命定的路上。
Indeed, this encourages us that in the end times, we have no choice other than to live in our destiny.
这是在幕后呢，唯一的得胜的生活方式。
And this is the only way in the end times in which we could live into victory.
那我最后呢，就是用腓立比书第一章的二十节呢，想尊荣所有的这些分享。
And so Philippians chapter 1, verse 29, I'm going to use this to honor all of these testimonies.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧。
腓立比书一章二十九节，对吧？
二十节。
Verse 20 of chapter 1, Philippians. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed.
只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
But we'll have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
我跟所有的家人们都愿意承传这样的得胜的生活方式。
And so I, together with all family, want to inherit this victorious way of living.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢 Ruth 的总结哈，非常想念江妈，非常想念妮蔻，更想念徐爸。
I thank Pastor Ruth for her summary, and of course we miss Nicole, we miss Mama Jiang, and even more so we miss Papa Fred.
刚刚在大家分享的时候呢，主忽然提醒我看路加福音第九章。
Just now, as I was listening to all the sharing, the Lord reminded me to review chapter 9 of the book of Luke.
主耶稣带领彼得、雅各、约翰上了变化山。
And so in this chapter, the Lord Jesus Christ took Peter and John and James up to the Mount of Transformation.
这件事情大约发生在主后的32年。
And so this Mount of Transfiguration, this event occurred in the 32nd year of our Lord.
我们知道使徒雅各呢，在主耶稣离世不久之后，他在主后35年殉道。
And so we know the Apostle James was martyred in about the year 35, so which is not long after this event.
我觉得我们今天三位父老呢，两位属灵的母亲，一位属灵的父亲呢，他们的经历好像主耶稣上变化山的经历。
And so I think the three spiritual elders that we are considering tonight, their experiences are similar to these three apostles on the Mount of Transfiguration.
他们在变化山上呢，看到神永世的计划，看到耶稣他真实的容貌。
And so on this Mount of Transfiguration, they saw the eternal plan of our Father God, and they were able to see the true image of the Son.
主耶稣带领许霸的路呢，好像跟这个使徒雅各的路有点像。
And so the path on which Jesus led Papa Fred is kind of similar to the path on which Jesus led the Apostle James.
因为看到一个大的属天的意象之后呢，主就把他接走了，不久之后就把他接走了。
And so once they've seen this great vision, this divine vision, not long after, they were taken by the Lord.
雅各在伯特利所看到的异象呢，讲到神的使者上去下来，在一个梯子上。
And so in the Old Testament, Jacob, the vision that he saw at Bethel was that there was a ladder and the servants and the messengers of God were coming down and up.
所以有因着地下的祷告，神的使者上去；也有从天上的祷告，神的使者从上面差遣下来。
And so, because there is prayer, so there is messengers of God going from earth up to heaven, and there's also messengers of God being sent from heaven coming down to earth.
我想也因着这个疫情，因着这个震动呢，叫我们和天的距离呢越来越靠近。
And so I think our distance between us and heaven is drawing closer and closer because of the pandemic and because of all these shakings.
好多年以前，一位带领我得圣灵充满的一位属灵的父亲啊，潘志荣牧师啊，江牧师，江妈应该认识他。
Many years ago, there's a certain pastor, Pan Zhirong. I think Mama Jiang is familiar with him. He had once led me into the experience of being filled by the Holy Spirit.
我得着方言是从他得来的。
And so my gift of tongues really kind of was inherited from him.
当他被主接走之后呢，我做了一个梦，梦到呢，他在梦中呢，告诉我他在天上为我祷告。
And one time, I had a dream after Pastor Pan had been taken to be with the Lord. I dreamt that he was in heaven, and he told me he is praying for me from heaven.
在地上的每一个旅程，他在为我祷告。
And through all my earthly journeys, he is praying there for me in heaven.
所以今天我觉得神把许霸接走呢，也是在天上成为我们这个家的代祷者。
And I think in the same way, Papa Fred is now taken to be with the Lord, and he has become an intercessor praying on our behalf, on this family's behalf.
不但我们在地上有 gatekeeper, 我们在天上也有 gatekeeper.
Not only do we have a gatekeeper here on earth, we also have one in heaven.
这些属灵天，我们刚刚讲的三位母亲也好，这个父亲也好，我觉得都有一些非常重要先锋的特质。
And so these three spiritual elders, whether mothers or fathers, I think all three of them have a certain characteristics of a forerunner.
就像加勒跟约书亚一样的，其实他们40年之前就能够进迦南。
If you think about Caleb and Joshua, well, 40 years ago, they could have gone into the land, the promised land.
但神借着旷野呢，叫他们训练了下一个世代的加勒跟约书亚。
But through the next 40 years in the desert, God allowed them to train up the next generation of Calebs and Joshuas.
先锋的特质呢，就是下一个季节的恩膏呢，会先显在这些人的身上。
And so that's the special characteristic of forerunners, which is that the anointing that will come about in the next season will first be revealed on these forerunners.
所以约伯在最深的苦难的时候，他讲了一句话：“我知道我的救赎主活着，末了要站在大地之上。”
And so in the depths of his suffering, Job says this, I know my Savior lives, and in the end he will stand on the earth.
这是一个新约的恩膏，这是一个千禧年国度的恩膏，更是可以讲这是一个勇士的恩膏。
And that is an anointing from the New Testament, from the Gospel, and indeed it is an anointing from eternity.
所以他能够在最深的苦难当中仍然充满盼望。
And that is why Job, in the depths of his suffering, was still filled with hope.
保罗虽然活在新约时代，但他写的书信很多都是千禧年国度跟勇士的亮光。
And so the Apostle Paul lived in the New Testament era, indeed, but a lot of his writings applies to the millennial era and the eternal times.
所以当许霸还在地上的时候，以及刚刚江妈跟这个尼克分享的很多的内容呢，其实都是一个下一个世代的恩膏呢，先显在他们的身上。所以他们面对死亡的时候呢，都有一个特质，就是没有任何的惧怕。
And so the anointing of the next era, the next generation, has now been seen by Mama Grace, by Mama Nicole and Papa Fred. And that is why when they are faced with death, they have no fear.
所以刚刚江牧师特别讲到呢，他的呼召是预备基督的心腹，自己就是个心腹。
And so Mama Grace mentioned that her calling is to prepare brides for Christ, including herself. She herself is a bride of Christ.
我们知道启示录十九章呢，当基督回来的时候呢，心腹是预备好的。
And we see that in Revelation chapter 19, it says that when Christ returns, the bride is prepared.
我记得尼寇在跟他的学生在一次线上的祷告会交通的时候，我听的时候就觉得非常非常受感动。
And so once I was very greatly moved when Nicole was sharing with her students during their online prayer meeting.
她虽然是个姐妹，但是有比弟兄还要深的一个勇敢跟决心。
And even though she is a sister, sometimes she has a deeper awakening and greater courage than many brothers.
所以我们要称呼一下尼寇将军啊。
So we can truly address her as General Nicole.
因为他们的见证，他们的分享啊，真是给我们很大很大的盼望。
But indeed, their testimonies and their sharings have given us great hope.
因为我们这个家真是有个特质呢，就是我们家这都是在一些关键少数的组合。
Because this family really has a certain special property to it, which is that we are the critical few at certain critical junctures. We are that combination.
所以这些关键少数的一个非常属灵恩膏的特质呢，就是下一个季节的属灵的恩膏呢，会在我们这个季节先出现。
And so the special property of, about this critical few is that this spiritual anointing that, that comes to the, next season will be revealed in us early in this season.
这是非常非常明显的出现在许爸、出现在江妈、出现在尼寇身上。他们面对死亡的时候，他们里面那个勇敢、那个盼望、那个笃定啊，是给我们极大的一个勉励。
And so this is a great encouragement to us when we see that Papa Fred, Nicole, and Mama Jiang have this assurance and this courage and this fearlessness when they are faced with death.
所以神真的带了他们三个人上了变化山。
And so indeed, God has brought the three of them onto the Mount of Transfiguration.
就像彼得、雅各、约翰呢，看到了下一个季节的恩膏，所以他们下了山之后呢，能够跟随羔羊的脚踪直到路中。
And so Peter and John and James, they really saw this spiritual anointing. So after this experience on the Mount, they can follow the steps of the Lamb, Christ, until the end.
所以许爸也好，江妈也好，尼寇也好，他们都是看见到下一个季节的恩膏呢。所以他们活在这个季节的时候，面对一切的艰难，面对一切的黑暗，面对黑暗权势的追杀呢，他们里面有从天上来的勇敢、平安、信心跟喜乐。
And so having seen the spiritual anointing of the next season, well then be it Papa Fred or Nicole or Mama Jiang, they have this divine courage that they, even though they may be being persecuted by the spirits of darkness and the evil one, they still live with courage and faithfulness and steadiness and assurance.
在希伯来书第十二章第一节里面特别讲到呢，我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围绕着我们。
And so in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says this, Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses,
我们感谢主啊，不单在天上有历世历代的众圣徒的云彩，包括许霸的云彩，今天神在地上给我们留了许多的云彩啊，今天就是两片关键的云彩啊，江妈的云彩，尼寇的云彩，就在我们的四围。
And so indeed, we are surrounded not only by heavenly cloud of witnesses, the saints throughout the generations, including Papa Fred, we are also surrounded by a cloud of witnesses here on earth, especially as we can see tonight, Mama Grace and Mama Nicole.
当我们回想到这些见证的时候呢，提醒我们呢，快跑，跟随主，与主对齐，彼此对齐。
And when we reflect upon these witnesses and their testimonies, and that reminds us and encourages us to be aligned with the Lord and to follow Him and to run after our Jesus.
那我最后交通一个很简短的见证，在2019年年底呢，就在疫情开始之前。
Just one very brief testimony, which is that back in 2019, shortly before the pandemic was about to break out,
我有机会到日本去给一个演讲，到了 Kyoto。
I had a chance to go to Kyoto to give a talk, a keynote speech at a conference.
我就在那个 Kyoto 呢，就在这个城市里面为整个日本在走祷。
And so I was walking in the city of Kyoto and praying for Japan.
在我为日本走祷的时候，神忽然问了我一个问题。
And as I was walking in the city streets and as I was praying, God asked me this question.
他说人生的起点靠近我还是人生的终点靠近我。
And he asked me, is a person closer to me at the beginning of his life or closer to me at the end of his life?
我相信因着主耶稣的宝血的缘故呢，我们在十字架的救恩当中呢，我们人生的终点远远要靠近我们的神。
And I truly believe that because of the salvation on the cross and because of his precious blood, towards the end of our life, we will be much closer to our Lord than towards the beginning.
我想神把许霸接走，把江妈跟尼寇留在地上。
I think our Lord has decided to take away Papa Fred to be with him and has decided to leave Mama Jiang and Mama Nicole to still be with us.
一方面叫我们放眼看到永远的那一端。
And on the one hand, he wants us to look forward with our eyes to the other end of eternity.
在地上呢,我们仍然有许许多多的云彩,许许多多同心的家人呢,一同往前行走。
But on the other hand, we still have many clouds of witnesses and family members to walk with us in oneness, in one heart.
盼望呢,在约翰福音第十七章主耶稣最后的祷告,你所赐给我的荣耀,我也赐给他们,使他们完完全全的合而为一,使世人知道你差了我来。
And so I truly hope that the Lord Jesus' prayer in John chapter 17, his final prayer is that we shall be one so that the world will know that Jesus was sent by the Father God.
如果我们今天在线上还有福音朋友,盼望今天晚上你因着这些见证跟分享能够信耶稣,如果你已经是信耶稣的,盼望你能够真实进入我们这个合一的家,愿神祝福每一位。
If you're still a seeker friend here tonight online, we surely hope that because of all these testimonies, you can come into the name and household of Jesus. And if you are already a believer, then our wish for you is that you can truly connect and become one with this family.
好,我把下面时间交给Joylin。Okay,
so let's return our time to Joylin.
谢谢Papa Ray,谢谢小红姐。
Thank you, Papa Ray, and thank you, Sister Ruth.
真的是像Papa Ray说的,我们的眼目真的是看到将来神要给我们的得胜。Indeed,
as Papa Ray reminds us, our vision is looking at the future victories that we will enjoy.
我最近听说,在从乌克兰跑出来的这个大巴上,短短两周的时间,4000多位人信主。
And I heard recently that these refugees riding out of Ukraine on buses, there have been more than 4,000 people who have come into the Lord.
真的就像刚刚两位所回应的,现在是预备我们末世幸福的时候。
Indeed, as Papa Ray and Mama Ruth mentioned, now is the time for us to prepare ourselves as the bride of Christ.
不仅是个人一个一个的来预备,要预备一个集体的合一的一个幸福的家。
And not only are we making those preparations individually, but we are preparing corporately as a family, as a household, to be the bride of Christ.
我相信, 诗篇 133说到, 当弟兄和睦同居的时候, 就有膏油流下来, 这个膏油要从亚伦的头上, 要流到他的身体的每一个部分, 并且呢, 最后要进到命定的服。
As Psalms 133 says, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity, like precious oil poured out on the head of Aaron and flowing down his body and his robes. And this it will flow onto the bride of Christ who is called into destiny.
那这样的一个膏油也是医治的膏油, 也要从妈妈 Grace, 从 Nicole的身上, 从甚至是妈妈 Monica 跟 Kylie, 我们的身心灵完全的得了医治的这样一群得胜者的身上呢，来再流淌到身体的每一个角落。
And of course, that precious oil is also an anointing of healing. And I believe this anointing will flow forth from Mama Nicole, from Mama Grace Jiang, and also Mama Malika and Kylie. And it will flow forth to all of us in the body of Christ so that we are healed completely, both body and mind and spirit.
那最前面讲的弟兄和睦同居是讲到有不同的家人可以一起同行。我们今天非常非常的宝贵，有从香港来的马爸、马妈，还有从台湾来的五爸、五妈在我们当中。
And so in verse 1 of Psalms 133, it says, how good and pleasant it is for when God's people or when brothers live together in unity. And so today we are very grateful for Mama and Papa Ma from Taiwan and Mama and Papa.
They are from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong and Mama and Papa Wu from Taiwan.
Yes. 我们可以现在有请他们 出来。
And so we'll invite them to come up.
我相信神要来医治的这整个的家,是一个非常非常大的家,我们在这里也包含从新加坡,从马来西亚,从各地来的家人。
believe that this family, which God wants to heal, is a great and a big family and includes from Malaysia and Singapore and Hong Kong and the global Chinese family.
在身体不断地被撕裂，很多的受伤的情况下，这个家却是要在相爱当中来释放爱的膏油，医治的膏油。
And so this family is here to release this anointing of healing, this precious oil of healing, even when there is much tearing and much breaking in this world.
好不好，请五爸也上来，谢谢。那我们本来想说，在预备会的时候，哎，觉得说江妈和 Nicole 他们可以来释放这个祷告哈，但我现在有点心疼他们哈，因为他们讲了很多的话啊。我相信呢，我们是一个身体。当马爸啊，可不可以把 Nicole 跟这个还有江妈，我们把他也是请到这个前面来。但是呢，我想让他们的 presence， 他们的同在就够了。我们就看着他们，然后请马爸还有我们的五爸。他们两位都是回家的非常重要的家人，父老。
And so we'll have Mama Grace and Mama Nicole turn on their video. They don't have to speak, just their presence will bless us. But of course, Papa Ma and Papa Wu, they are very important elders in this homecoming gathering. And so we want to ask them to come up front.
没有马爸，我们在香港这么多次的聚集是没有办法落地的，所以非常尊荣。马爸以及香港的家人。
And we want to honor Papa Ma and all the family members there in Hong Kong, because without them, the homecoming gathering could not have taken place, those gatherings in Hong Kong.
家人们，可不可以我们一边请马爸来祝福，一边眼睛看着他，也看着香港的家人，因为香港现在真的经历很多疫情的不容易。我心里真的是希望，当他就像江妈跟李克。Nicole 一样，当他来释放祝福的时候，他就脸上也放出光来。香港，我相信香港的家人也会得到更多的医治。
And just like Mama Grace and Nicole has shared just now, as they are sharing, that glory and that healing is released as they speak. And I truly believe that the family in Hong Kong will be the recipients of that healing.
然后是这个我们的五爸五妈。我非常的感动，因为其实我们刚刚的几位妈妈都是原籍都是从台湾来的。
And so I'm really touched because you know, both of the mothers who have shared earlier, they originally came from Taiwan. So I'm very glad to have Papa and Mama Wu with us.
我爸是原住民家人当中非常重要的父老，所以谢谢你们两位，好像就是在这样的一个非常重要的时刻。来释放这样的一个地里面出来的一个医治的声音，我相信今天我们非常的感恩，我有你们两位父老代表整个华夏一家来释放，也继续的来当我们祷告的时候，那个祝福就是彼此的，好像在身体里面有一个回应，有一个震荡，有一个翻转，有个突破。我把时间交给你们两位，谢谢。
好。基督教的有一个传统，就是反败为胜的传统。
And so, as Christians, we have this tradition where we say, our God is one who turns defeat into victory.
从旧约的圣经当中，以色列人怎么样反败为胜的离开埃及，过了红海。
Starting from the Old Testament, we see how the Israelites turned defeat into victory and was able to cross the Red Sea.
一直到主耶稣来，他怎么样从死亡里面复活，反败为胜
？All the way through the coming of Jesus Christ, how he turned defeat to victory through his death and then resurrection.
2000来了，教会从来没有什么力量可以摧毁教会，都是以少胜大，反败为胜。
And so over these 2,000 years, the church is not, the church has never been in great strength, but yet there is no external power that can destroy the church because we
无论在什么政权，无论在什么情况，教会都是得胜的教会。
Regardless of what politics and power are in power, regardless of external circumstances, the church is always victorious.
今天我们听到我们的家人三位的妈妈怎么样。透过他们的生命反败为胜。
And so today we hear our two mamas share how through their lives they are turning defeat into victory.
敌人可以摧毁他们的身体，但是摧毁不了他们的信心。
The enemy might be able to destroy and hurt their bodies, but the enemy cannot take away their faith.
虽然他们失去生命，但是他们的信心还是会继续的说话。
Even if their faith, even if their lives and their bodies are hurt or even taken away, their faith continues to speak.
在我看来，他们好像死了的活人。
In my eyes, it seems as if they are people who have already gone through and experienced death.
因为死亡的毒钩永远抽进不了他们。
But the poisonous hook of death cannot destroy them.
所以到现在，到主再来的时候，我们去迎接一个反派为圣的耶稣。
And so when we are welcoming the return of Christ, we are welcoming him as the Lord who turns defeat into victory.
所以我们一同祷告。
And so let us pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
纵然我们遇到很大的艰难。
Even though we are met with great difficulties.
无论在什么地方。
But regardless of where we are.
好像你的儿女都遭遇到很大的困难，身体甚至被摧毁，甚至是失去了生命。
Even if your sons and daughters and your children seems to be met with great difficulty and challenges, and even if their bodies are ill or, you know, they may even die.
但是我们凭着信心一同的宣告跟祷告。
But our prayer and our declaration is this, through faith.
特别在这个普尔节的当中。
Especially in the season of the Purim.
我们相信一个可以叫我们反败为胜的神。
We believe in a God who turns defeat into victory.
我们对黑暗的势力去讲，去宣告。
We say and we proclaim against the dominion of darkness.
虽然你可以摧毁我们的身体，但是你摧毁不了我们的信心。
Though you may be able to destroy our bodies, you cannot destroy our faith.
虽然你可以取去我们心爱的人，但是你取不了我们心爱的主。
Though you may be able to take away our loved ones, but you cannot take away the God whom we love.
所以我们这个华人的 大家庭再一次在你面前的一同的立志祷告，我们就是一条心的，我们相信一个反败为胜的主。
And so Amen. As a global Chinese great family, we pray in one heart and we say we believe that the Lord is one who turns defeat into victory.
我们求主的得胜的信心遮盖我们每一个的家人。
Lord, may your victorious faith be a covering for each and every one of us.
每一个城市,
each and every city.
每一个教会,
each and every church.
每一个家庭,
each and every family.
到我们每一个人,
even unto each and every one of us
individually. 就让我们今天无论是晚上或是在早上，我们一同的凭着信心说，我们不怕，因为我们的主是一个得胜的主。
So that whether night or day, we can say we have no fear, because in accordance to the Bible, our Lord is a victorious Lord.
我们这样同心的祷告。
And in unison and in oneness, we have this prayer.
侍奉主耶稣基督的名求。
By the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we say.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
谢谢妈爸。好。
Thank you, Papa Ma.
我就一起祷告，爱我们的父神，我们在你的面前非常的。
Loving Heavenly Father, we.
因为让我们在一个非常关键、很重要的日子里面，我们全球的华人都不受到。时空间的限制，我们经常可以同一的来到你的面前来祷告，因为我们是一个肢体被你的爱所救赎的百姓，何况你透过你忠心的使女们，让他们在艰难的时候依然靠着你来得胜，让他们在极痛苦的时候生出很大的信心。而且你坐在他们身上是一个全然的医治，因着耶稣基督的圣名完全的医治在他们的身上。主，我们的面前献上我们的感谢，你也透过这样的关系让我们清楚知道华人的命定，再一次生出来，再一次清楚知道 让这个走向耶路撒冷圣地的宣教的这个棒子，我们绝不落单，我们依然要棒起来，能够交在你的手中。求你特别去带领祝福所有在华人啊，有一个为父为老的父母亲，你拣选他们，眷顾他们，耶稣你的宝血特别遮盖他们，因为他们走在前线，是完全做一个属灵征战，你恩待他们，差派你的天使天君为他们来得胜，因为你是为我们征战的，得胜在乎你，所以我们把他们献上给你，再一次把华人也献上给你，我们愿意把今天所有的领受感恩献上感谢，荣耀全然归给你，你得胜，永远得胜，靠耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们，
阿们，
阿们。
Joy Lynn, your mic is muted.
谢谢吴爸 ，Wow, powerful.
Thank you, Papa Wu, for what a powerful prayer.
Jack, 你可以简短的翻译一下吗
？Sure. Well, we can have victory through relying on the Lord Jesus Christ, even when we are suffering in pain. When there is faith, we have oneness.And in his name, we have complete healing. And through relationship with him, the global Chinese family walks into our destiny. And as we go into Jerusalem, to try to spread the gospel back, we will not drop this baton. Our church will not drop this. And you also have selected, you have chosen the spiritual papas and mamas, to strengthen them. And your precious blood covers them. And you walk in front of them as they walk into the front lines. And your grace and your angels and hosts be with them. And the global Chinese family is glorifying you today. And may you have victory forever.
Amen. Wow. 我们也谢谢 Jack, 谢谢我们的下一代。真的是非常棒的翻译，哇、wow, 啊！我想真的，借着这样的机会，我想也呈现给大家我们的整个的啊、团队，我们好不好请啊、我们的后台的家人们都上来啊、
Could I ask all of the family members and the coworker team who are working in the background and operating this platform? I want to present them and give them a word of thanks as well.
我们看到我们实在是家大业大，我们有一大群的家人，我们在各地的家人还有很多是隐藏的，但是我们就是因为有这个家，我们才可以一起这么肯定的说，我们必要反败为胜，我们必要在家中不仅得到身份，得到医治，我们还要得到完全的命定。
And it is because we have this family that we can declare we will turn defeat into victory, and we will have complete healing and complete oneness and complete victory, and our family is big and our inheritance is even greater.
谢谢吴爸爸刚刚的祷告，讲到说我们将会把福音传回耶路撒冷，这是我们明天的主题。
And our theme tomorrow is just as Papa Wu prayed just now, we will share the gospel and spread it back to Jerusalem.
哇，真的很奇妙啊！天父真的是安排明天有阿拉伯的家人和以色列的家人，他们非常非常愿意要跟中国的家人一起站立。
And so tomorrow, we have family members who are Arabic and Israeli, and God's wonderful plan is that they want to stand together with the global Chinese family.
他们说他们需要华人的这样的一个取祷的祷告，这样的一个代祷的一个职分释放在他们当中，使得真的是亚伯拉罕的两个儿子不仅能够完全的和好，并且还能够进到他们的命定。
And so they are longing for the laboring prayers and the ministry of intercession of the global Chinese family so that the two sons of Abraham could not only be reconciled but can enter into their calling and destiny.
所以请大家特别的为阿雪牧师跟 Rania 姐妹，他们明天会在我们的当中那明天的赵爸跟戴爸 他们都很有可能啊，也是完全不知道他们什么时候会上来，但是他们说他们明天非常盼望跟大家都在一起。
And so tomorrow, please pray for Pastor Usher and Sister Rania tomorrow. And tomorrow, possibly Papa David Damien and Papa Gideon Chu will also join us, possibly. But of course, that has not been set in stone yet. We don't really know their schedule. But they have expressed their hope that they will be able to join together with us, with the global Chinese family.
这就是一个家，我们好像有一些不定因素，但是神给我们的都是最好的。
And that is the family, that is our household. There may be some uncertainties, but we are assured that whatever God has planned out for us is the best.
请明天大家预备圣餐，也预备自己的号角，我们预备看圣灵带领我们，可能到最后的时间会有一个立约，有一个吹号的时间。
And so tomorrow, please prepare your elements, your bread and the cup, and also prepare a horn if you have one. Tomorrow, we might have a time of covenanting and also a communion.
谢谢，大家可以把你的视频打开，我们可以跟大家来 say hi. 这就是我们在这个家里面的非常大的喜乐，反败为胜。
And that is the great joy we have in this family that we turn defeat into victory. Go ahead and feel free to turn on your video so we can wave a hello to each other.
我们好不好把我们的这个声音都打开，我们可以跟家人们，各地的家人们来问安。
Feel free to turn on your audio.
Hello,
as well,
Daniel.
So give a greeting to
the family.
Hi.
You.
大家谢谢每一位。
Hello, everyone.
So good to see everybody.
Hello, Nicole.
Mama Lucy, hi, Mama Lucy, so you're the guy, Mama Lucy,
Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama Lucy, Mama